This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Look at us, we're back in the same room together. It takes a lot for us to have our paths cross these days for whatever reason.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Yeah,
I call, I text, I email.
Carrier
no
pigeon.
Response. It's like you're ghosting me.
What are you talking about? I respond to you.
I am very appreciative that you got back. You say, I can't do the podcast today. Any other time this week, I said, maybe. Then I said, hey, maybe Thursday.
Hey, look
at
us. You
said, okay, let's do it after your show. I said, okay. But then we didn't hear anything for a while, so you don't know. It's like when you're single and you set up a date, like, hey, how about next Thursday, 7 o'clock? And then you don't hear anything for a while.
And then Thursday rolls around, it's crickets.
Like, hey, we're still good? And usually it's a no.
Well, not only are we here.
I was expecting you to be the no.
Well, I say yes, I am here. Not only are we here together taping this podcast, but I have your wedding card as well. Look at this.
My wedding gift?
Yeah.
The Battles. I like it.
Yeah.
You want to open it right now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there really isn't much in there.
I was ready to kind of sit here and rant and complain about stuff, but now you're giving me gifts. I don't know
if
this puts me in a good mood. It might ruin the show. Oh, it's got glitter.
Yeah, try getting rid of that.
To the newlyweds.
That's the gift.
I have to explain this to her, huh? To the newlyweds. To the lovely couple, wishing you a wedding filled with romance. The wedding already happened.
Yeah.
A marriage filled with love. So far, so good. And a lifetime filled with happiness. Congratulations. Wishing you nothing but the best, Michael and...
Kalina,
yeah.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. Thank you. And I don't want to give the amount of cash that you put in here.
Hey, you buy yourself something pretty, all right?
But I will say that the meals cost more than $2. So thank you. It'll go towards that.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I'm glad I was able to give it to you within the year you got married.
We'll put you in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, your Excel spreadsheet of who gave you what. Is that so you can just never talk to the people again who gave you little?
The people... No, it's really for who gave what, so we can kind of keep track and thank them. If it's a gracious gift, I'll write gracious in the thank you card.
Oh, wow.
Right. Thank you for your gracious gift and coming
to
my
wedding.
Well,
I guess I'll wait and see if you really like the gift or not.
Thank you for your fucking bullshit gift, you cheap Irishman. What was I going to say? No, and originally it was my idea to do that so we could, if that person goes and gets married, and I can reciprocate the amount.
That's fair.
Right. You gave me $200. When you get married, I'll give you $200.
That's
right.
Nice.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But then she had a good point. She pointed out that all my friends are married already because I got married at 42.
That's
so
true. That's so true.
I'm really keeping score for no reason. But it'll work out.
You'll always remember now.
Yeah. I feel really, I'm on my first cup of coffee and I don't think that's why I feel burnt out. I think it's just part of being a father.
It's been a week.
I think we're both burnt out. I'm getting
I am done. I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I'm ready for to be off. This week, Kira has been sick.
It's going around.
Yeah, she's got like the runny nose, a cough that's keeping her up. In fact, that she didn't sleep one of the nights and like laid in our bed for a while.
Oh, wow.
Which is great for us to sleep.
I'm sorry. Is she in a crib still?
Or yeah.
She in the toddler bed?
In a crib.
She's in a crib.
Yeah.
So how did she get out?
She didn't get out. We got her because
you got her.
We heard her on the monitor. Like just going nuts, like foaming at the mouth, wow. Just losing her.
And she is over two now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Two in like a month, 2 years and 2 months.
Yeah.
How old is she? I don't know.
October 3rd is her birthday. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my point is you don't have to, like when you bring them home from the hospital, and sometimes they say not to put them in bed because they're tiny little newborns. And then even after that, when they're babies and infants, you don't put them in the bed because there's a suffocation.
Right.
Risk.
Right. Right.
But she's old enough where that. It's not.
And trust me, no one was sleeping when she came into our bed. It was really just a soothing tactic. Yeah, no one slept. None of us. And then we eventually put her back in her crib, and then she did fall asleep. And then I had to get up and go to work. So, like, it's been a week.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, because I wake up for work at, 4 o'clock.
3, 4? Yeah.
Yeah, and so this was happening at, 2:33. So, yeah.
So that's how you know this happened. That was very specific. 2:33, I looked at my phone, and this kid won't go to sleep.
Yeah. It's been a week, but she's feeling better. She takes her medicine well.
What are you giving her?
Just meth. That's the trick. Her teeth a little chattery, but other than that, no. She takes infant Tylenol, and then we do this non-medicated, herbal stuff. I don't know what it's called, but
energy crystals.
Energy crystal. How'd you know?
Healing crystals.
Yeah.
Essential oils.
Yeah. All of those. And then a chest rub too. We throw a
Vicks Vapor Rub.
It's not Vicks. It's it's non-medicated.
CVS version.
Yeah, I don't know. We threw a bunch of stuff at her.
It's not medicated.
It's like herbal stuff. Holistic.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I don't judge. None of that's probably gonna work, but I don't judge. You're smearing tar on your daughter's chest.
We read that tar is actually the best method.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not RSV, is it?
RSV?
RSV, that thing that's been going around.
Oh,
right?
No.
Stick them in the hospitals. She's clearly not in the hospital, but...
No fever. It's really just a little cold. In fact, she's feeling better, I think. She has her energy. She has her appetite. She's really fine in the grand scheme of things. Now, though, I think she's getting us sick. Me and my wife.
That's what happens, I guess.
That's what happens.
Huh? Yeah, you hear these horror stories of kids just being in school when they're older than our kids and coming back with, smallpox. Nobody gets smallpox anymore. They don't have chicken pox? Kids don't get chicken pox anymore.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's
what do they get?
A tangent. There's a vaccine for it.
There's a vaccine for chicken pox?
Yeah.
How am I just knowing this now?
Your daughter probably got it. Our kids will not have chicken pox. Like
what? Those lucky bastards?
Yeah.
I remember I have a scar on my stomach because I peeled one off when I was a kid.
I still have scars on my face. I had it really bad when I was a kid. And they would protrude from my skin a significant distance. They were big.
Yeah.
And itchy. Well, I don't have to describe the symptoms to you, but
no,
they left
sounds,
scars. Yeah. And now we can get shingles later on. Judging by how our past weeks have been going, maybe we'll get shingles.
I was going to ask that. Shingles, because my dad just got shingles, and I learned about shingles, and that it comes from chickenpox. So if the kid has a chickenpox vaccine, does that mean they won't get shingles later on in life?
Out of here. No shingles. No chickenpox, no shingles.
Interesting.
Does that make you feel old? They've eradicated
the disease? Is this the first time? Yes, that. I feel like how our parents felt about polio or something like that. Is this the first time we've been educational on our podcast?
Probably.
Yeah.
And giving advice. So, yeah, no, they asked if we want to give it to them. Yeah, I don't care.
Absolutely. So I'm assuming that Kira has had her, I guess I'll have to check with her mom.
She probably did.
Yeah. Wow.
She probably did.
Look
you guys have not been, no, we don't want that one. It wasn't like this convenience store vaccine shopping
right.
When you went to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we go to a real doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably fine. I don't know. It's just... You're rubbing honey and lemon on her chest. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, she's already feeling better. I mean, I'm upset that she had to miss one of her speech lessons because she was sick, but she's been taking the speech classes and she's been speaking more, which is nice. She's getting more confident with her words. She's saying pop. She's saying more, not just using the sign language more, but saying more.
Good.
So she's being more vocal. She's letting us know certain things. She lets us know when she poops now. Like she's a part of the conversation now.
Just like dad.
Yeah. I let the whole room know when I poop my pants. You know, I think it's just how I was raised. You know, it's common courtesy.
Of you. Something's going around because Harrison's cousin was mildly sick, just like a mild cold.
Yeah.
But you never know with this stuff because it seems like ever since COVID, I feel like everything you get, it affects everyone differently.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
It depends on the person. So my son got something last week and he had a mild fever. And then he was teething on top of it. Mm. So it just wasn't pleasant. He was warm and he was uncomfortable and just kind of whiny because of it. And just so he could sleep and rest. I don't like to take anything if I have a fever, because that's kind of your body kicking in a high gear,
right?
Fighting something. And I don't want to attenuate that. So I think we applied that logic to him, except at night. So he wasn't a screaming fucking banshee and the kid, because you heal when you're sleeping.
They need to sleep.
Right. So we just gave him some of that, like the dropper with the mm-hmm. liquid Tylenol.
Yeah.
That's what the pediatrician said to do. What mine said to do. You got some like energy crystals that you're praying to make your daughter feel better. And it worked. You know, we just gave it to him that one night. It's the first time we medicated him.
Mm-hmm.
And he slept through the night and he felt much better the next day. So I think that sleeping overnight made him feel better. However, whatever he had, or maybe it was just coincidence, but my wife... Weird to say that now, huh? Because we're married. You see that?
Yeah. That ring look at that ring.
Sorry, ladies.
All grown up.
She came down with something nasty. Just some sort of flu.
Huh.
Thought she had strep throat. And she's a tough cookie. So it takes a lot for her to... I'm talking like a dad now. She's a tough cookie.
What a trooper.
Yeah. She went to urgent care and did one of those throat cultures because she thought it was strep throat. And they're looking at her. They're like, yeah, it's probably strep. Throat culture came back negative. So, you know, it wasn't strep, just some nasty, one of those nasty cold flu things that gives you, and she couldn't eat because of it.
Jesus.
So I kind of stocked up. I made some nice homemade chicken noodle soup in the crock pot. Made her feel better. Gave her some, medicine. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Good old medicine. Yeah.
NyQuil, DayQuil, all that stuff.
Yeah,
some throat tea.
So now you're taking care of everyone.
Yeah, it kind of, I was taking care of the kid because, you know, you can judge me on this if you want, but this is a good question, I think, to bring up. I banished her to the guest bedroom.
Okay.
Put her in there.
Right.
She wasn't allowed to touch anything else. Use the guest bathroom, upstairs, all that stuff.
All right.
She's outside of the bedroom. Oh. She had to wear a mask in the house.
Okay.
Didn't want her near me. Didn't want her near the kid.
Right.
Is that rude or am I being neurotic and taking too many precautions? Am I being a bad husband?
So you're treating your wife like a leper. That's what you're saying.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Did she text you?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's hilarious. I mean, listen, you run a tight ship. I will say that.
I do.
But, you know, it's good to be cautious. It's good to be cautious.
And look, I'm not sick.
Hey, it all turned up good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all turning up battle.
I feel great.
And so now do you serve her food like under the door, like on a tray?
She hasn't been eating really.
I don't feed her.
No. She's been eating like soup. I'll go to Panera before I made that big thing of soup.
Do you make eye contact with her?
Yeah, but I refer to her as you.
Your vows went all down the window. Already, a month in. You had some pretty sweet vows. Like, I'll take care of you when you're sick.
I am taking care of her. I bought
you just don't
want to
look at her. Don't want to be in the same room.
I bought the throat tea. I bought her the specific. I went to 2-3 different stores to find the exact type of Hall's throat lozenges that she liked. Okay? So, you know, I don't want to hear it. I made this
Is there a TV in that guest room?
There is, but it's not hooked up.
So what is she doing
in
there?
She has an iPad. She can watch her like Netflix and stuff on her big iPad. It's a big one.
The biggest one they got.
It's a big one. It's fine. She's been taking sick days. I've been taking care of the kid. She's getting better.
Are you communicating via text? Like, yeah. Is she okay?
Yeah. All right. You'd have like a knock system down.
Yeah. Morse code.
She's doing better. She's doing much better. This was a few days ago. She's feeling a lot better now.
I mean, listen, you took all these precautions because, listen, if you were to get sick, then who's taking care of who now? If everyone's sick, if everyone's drowning in the well, who's going to save you?
Right. And I don't need anybody to take care of me. I just, if I'm feeling, I'm a big baby when I'm sick, like I hate being, I'm more miserable than usual when I'm sick.
Yes.
I would volunteer to put myself in the guest bedroom.
Yes. That's not a punishment or a quarantine for you. You will welcome that.
Yeah.
Away from the wife
away
and kid.
Away from everyone.
Yeah. You'd be very happy.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Outside,
I'm surprised you're a
like
germaphobe
hell.
Then. I'm surprised you don't wish for more illnesses.
Well, I don't like being sick. I hate being sick.
Yeah.
My only issue would be I can't go to the store and get stuff. So I would need her to go do that, which she would do.
Yeah.
You know, but
this is a big time for other illnesses now that COVID's kind of like, you know, gone down.
COVID's still around, but it's not.
But the cold's coming back, the common cold that didn't exist during COVID. You know, I mean, it did, but no one talked about it.
We were all just sitting at home playing Parcheesi with our masks on for a year or two. So
big time for the cold and flu. Big moment for them. They're back.
It is. And I will still wear my mask out in public just because you don't get sick. Well, you're less likely to. I'm not a doctor. You're less likely to get sick if I'm wearing that. of course, as we talked about last episode, she got accosted while doing the same
thing.
That's
right. You know, it's funny you brought that up because I was just noticing at the local Wegmans in Cherry Hill, there is many people wearing masks again. I think because, you know, it's winter, cold and flu season, the holidays are here, that no one wants to get sick for the holidays. I've been seeing that often. And so I don't think your wife would be out of place at the Wegmans I go to.
Are you encouraging us to move across state lines?
Yeah, come over to the dark side. Come over to Jersey. You are welcomed here. There's no mask shamers in Cherry Hill, not that I've come across. Yeah, I still can't go over that story. That's nuts.
I think that we're burnt out. We're tired. It's been a long year for us. We're tired from the wedding, I think.
Yeah.
No amount of sleep. Like, I wake up, I feel like I haven't slept. Right?
Yeah. Like, that sleep didn't take. I needed more sleep.
Yes. Even now, I'm exhausted. I just had this cup of coffee here. But who knows? These machines here.
It's not hitting.
No. It might as well be Sanka. I don't know.
Well, so for Thanksgiving, are you doing anything?
Well, I'd like to tease that and we could talk about it next if you like. But I will say, just to complete this thought, I think the burnout leads, at least for me, and I think this is what happened with her, it just wears down your immune system.
Oh, for sure. If you're on the go, if you're stressed, if you're not getting sleep, all of those things factor in. If your diet is off, if you're not hydrating enough, like all those things factor in.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're peeing yellow, you are dehydrated.
Which makes me, I have to drink more water now. My pee was very yellow. It looks like I feel cooler.
My rugby coach. Yeah, if it looks a little frothy like Mountain Dew, you're probably in trouble.
Yes, not so much.
Yeah. My coach in rugby, when I played rugby in college, would say.
You played rugby?
I did. That's why my shoulders are fucked up. Drink, not beer, which we did a lot of, but drink water until you're peeing clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I still do that just because he
that's a very good habit.
Mark about urination in my.
OK,
in my
I see your health tip. I raise you. Do you take cold showers?
No.
A lot of benefits for that.
I don't take any showers.
Yeah, I can
I'm
tell.
Kidding.
No, I take a cold. Shower. I take a hot shower in the morning. Then I follow it up with a cold shower for the health benefits. It's supposed
do you
to
leave the hot shower and then go back in.
I'm still in the shower. It's a pretty big stand-up shower. I just like get out of the water and then I lower it all the way down to the lowest, coldest setting. And then I hop back in and as long as I can take it.
For like a rejuvenation?
Wakes you up. It's good for your circulation. It's good to ward off like illnesses, like colds. It's good for stress relief, muscle aches.
Crazy. You might be onto something because I saw on the internet. In Moscow, and I think some other like Nordic countries used to do this. Maybe they still do. We definitely don't do this here in America.
Ice baths?
Ice baths? No.
No? No? What do they do?
I thought you were going to make like a nuclear war joke. they will take babies and put them outside in the cold. Let them sleep like a nap outside in the cold.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah, but for their immune system. And I think that there's got to be something similar, some similar function
right
with the cold showers
right? One may be illegal here
Well, if you did that here, somebody would call the police.
Right.
If I just stuck my kid outside for his 12:30
nap. In a snowbank and said, hey, this is, you're going to thank me.
Yeah. Not naked. They put him in like blankets and a snowsuit, but in a little like bassinet and just stick it outside in the snow. I'm serious.
They raised some strong, sturdy kids that way.
I don't know if they loaded them up with vodka. Maybe that's why they all drink vodka.
That's true. You know, keeps them warm.
Keeps them warm. I don't know. But I think there might be something to that because we tend to coddle our kids here. And now they all got these food allergies.
That's
shit.
True. I Does do tend to keep my kid warm.
Yeah, but I think
on a normal basis.
That's
I try
good,
to.
Right? You don't want a kid walking around freezing.
Right.
I don't know.
But have we been wrong this whole time?
Maybe.
I don't know. Well,
what do we know?
The cold shower. Try it out. Give it a test run.
Okay. So I find that, do you shave in the shower?
No.
Okay. So I do.
Uh-huh.
And then I find if I shave my whole face, which I rarely do, but every day I will shave like my neck here and like the cheekbones and shit, because I'm a hairy Sicilian idiot.
Yeah.
But I'll get out of the shower and then you kind of close it all off. You close those pores with the cold water afterwards.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with
this. Is really, we're really getting into this. Yeah. Well, I was, my, that was my next question was, what was your skin routine? I was right there.
Well, if you notice, I have a mark on my nose here.
I did notice that. What happened there?
Harrison.
Bit you?
We got him. This is another funny thing he likes to do lately is he had in this train set of these wooden trains. Some of the corners on them are really sharp and he was bashing me in the face with it.
Oh, good.
And he scratched me up good. That's a teachable moment. You have to teach him. That's not what trains are for. They're supposed to go around the track that you build from IKEA and not bash your father in the face with.
Right.
But, you know, he's only 22 months old. What can he do? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You want to tease this?
Yeah.
What are we doing for Thanksgiving next week after the break?
Hey, we'll talk about it next here on Hashtag Fatherhood.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, Battle. We are a week out, exactly a week out from Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday, November 17th, as we are taping this. And so Thanksgiving, I am hosting at our house.
Wow, it's weird. I didn't get an invite. Maybe I got my wedding gift a month later, so maybe the invite's coming.
You'll get on Christmas.
I'll get on Friday. Yeah.
Well, we're hosting to It's just us as a family. You know, my wife, Kira, the dog.
So you're not hosting anybody.
We're hosting ourselves. We're having dinner.
It's not hosting.
Yeah, we're hosting ourselves. We're still cooking. We're doing all the things still. We're not leaving anything behind. Well, let me backstep. Okay. My parents normally come for Thanksgiving. My dad has to work Black Friday and on Saturday. They're from New York, so they're going to just keep it local. They can't make it down this year.
Since you've been married and had Kira,
yeah,
the routine in your family with your side of the family is they come here. They come to Philly.
Yeah. I mean, that's like our one holiday. I mean, I normally come up to, you know, to see them, right? For everything else. So like Thanksgiving was us.
You go up there often.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. It's been a little bit now, but in the summer I was going up pretty often. So, you know, my dad's 70 now. My parents are getting older, so they can't make the trip and he has to work anyway. And I think a lot of people would not understand that, like working around the holidays, but he's also in radio and I get this work ethic.
The work you to death
from him. You know, we're both messed in the head where we don't take days off. We work holidays. Well, he's 70, has no plans to retire. So like when he told me that, I was sad because obviously I want to spend Thanksgiving with them. But I get it, if that makes sense.
No, I get it. You can always, you know, FaceTime, whatever, or call into his show.
Right.
Is he doing like hosting a Black Friday? He has a morning show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to give him a plug, but he's a big star up there.
Yeah.
You give him a call into a show.
I could.
Are they parked outside of like a Best Buy or something like that doing their show raising money?
I don't know if he's in the studio or if he's out and about. That's a good question. I'll have to ask. But yeah, so he'll be working. So that's us. I mean, listen, football will be on, food will be had. I'll be very happy. And you know, we were just saying how we were burnt out. I'm in the market to just do nothing. Sweatpants for 48 hours.
Dude, absolutely. I am. And I'm not that guy.
Mm.
I don't like just lounging around doing nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I get burnt out.
Right.
But with the wedding, family stuff, Philly's going on a World Series run unexpectedly, the Eagles crushing it because I work in the sports radio side.
Hey.
You know, it was you're working weekends. I'm staying up late to watch the games at night. And then
that took a lot out of all of us.
Out of all of us. And I'm right in it. So yeah. I was exhausted. I'm exhausted from it.
Well,
all.
We were doing live broadcasts from the ballpark in the afternoon. So I was doing the morning show, going home, taking care of Kira, and then going to the ballpark and broadcasting live for a whole nother show, that whole playoff run. So I'm with you.
You're a hero.
I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm saying
free
I'm tired.
Tickets to the game, beers and hot dogs. It's great.
No, I'm tired.
It's exhausting, but it's part of the gig. I'm not complaining.
Right.
I'm just stating what it is.
Right.
So because her side of the family doesn't really celebrate Thanksgiving. It's not a thing for them.
Okay.
And my family's not here. You know, I'm from Western New York. And Harrison's birthday is also Christmas. So we're staying here. We're not going to do anything for Christmas in ever, probably.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say ever, but certainly not now when he's under 2 years
but it's,
old.
But it's your call. It's on your watch.
Right. We were going to go. Sorry, I'm interrupted by Nasty Nate walking in. So we usually go up to Western New York,
right,
to see my family and spend that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's in the cards this year.
No?
No. It's just too much going on.
Well, even if your family was local, you probably wouldn't have them over anyway. Knowing your dynamic, right? I don't know. Am I speaking out of turn?
Also true. I think that it's just too much. It's a 6-hour drive anyway.
Right.
But with the kid, you have to tack on another hour or two.
That's not relaxing or enjoyable. You're not thankful for that.
No, we just don't have it in it.
If you had your family over, you would probably quarantine yourself in the guest room like you have your wife right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd have our own Thanksgiving up in the guest room.
Right.
And they'd be downstairs destroying my house.
You would fake COVID just to get out of that.
And
so you're also staying local, just you guys for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, good.
Bills are playing at like 12:30. I think it's the early
Maybe
game.
Maybe we'll FaceTime each other.
No, probably not. Not during the Bills game.
We talk about this every day. I mean, I'm raising her as a Giants fan, but my wife would say otherwise.
That's right. It's a house divided.
I mean, she has clothes for both teams. It's okay. Talked about often.
That's confusing.
It's very confusing. She'll make her own decision.
Clothes for both teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at the same time, but you seemed, you're trying to figure this out.
No, I'm trying to think of, because Harrison's going to be a Bills fan.
Well, Bowchow doesn't have a horse in this race, does she?
Well, she's an Eagles fan. She's from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if she cared about football.
Well, I think even if you don't care about football, if you're from Philadelphia, you root for the Eagles. She definitely roots for the Eagles. Okay. She'll watch a game.
Okay.
You're not going to see her as one of the girls with like the pink Nick Foles jersey.
But she's not going to win this
battle. Shotgunning beers. She's not going to win this battle. Now, baseball.
This means way too much to you.
It's too much. It's one of the most important things in the world to me. Also, kind of why I'm a miserable guy, because being a Bills fan of my entire life. Mm. I think that baseball, we have a little more wiggle room on. Because I grew up a Yankees fan.
Mm.
Don't really care that much. I work with the Phillies now. And we kind of, I showed you the photo. We dressed him up as a Phillies MVP
adorable.
For Halloween. Yeah. That's fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's okay. Hey.
We're both out of it.
We're out of it. And I'll end it on this. I have a question for you, because this situation occurred recently. We were out and about, my wife and Kira and I. And I never thought I'd have to deal with this, but being a parent opens up new doors and different scenarios. And we were at this like fall festival, if you will, with various activations. Like this one part was like a life-size chess game, you know, like the big oversized chess pieces. You know what I'm talking about? Like a big chess set. You never seen this?
Mm-hmm.
You never leave the house.
I'm trying to think of like...
You know a chess set, right?
Sure.
Picture that, but bigger.
Like a beer garden where they have the big Jenga?
Exactly.
But with chess.
Big pieces. Like one piece is like the size of your toddler.
Like a pawn.
Right. So Kira's playing with the pieces, and she's like this delicate two-year-old girl. That's just everything she does is gentle.
The pieces are taller than she is.
Pretty much.
Okay.
If not the same height, but yeah, it's very close. Anyway, this little schmuck kid with his face half painted comes ripping roaring in, and he takes one of these big chess pieces and throws it at her.
No.
And I first do a look around to see if there's a parent for this little mongoose, for this kid that should be in a cage right now. I look around. I see no parent in sight.
There is a parent. He or she is probably in the corner on a bench somewhere just looking at their phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This kid's dad is like rearranging like his fantasy lineup on his phone right now, not giving a shit about this kid who's going to grow up to be Jeffrey Dahmer later on in life. And I get down on one knee and I said very calmly, hey, listen, hey, we don't do that. We don't do that.
We don't attack other human beings.
Yeah. And so he listens to what I said and then he kicks a piece at her. He kicks a chess piece.
Whoa.
I get back down on one knee and I said, listen, I don't see your parents around. So for right now, I'm your parent, and this is not gonna. And I'm talking through my teeth, you know, like I'm getting like, man, like this.
You little shit.
Like, listen.
Giving him the Homer
like
Simpson.
Like Papa Bear, my claws were coming out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a pretty easygoing guy. It takes
you
a lot to get
very,
me going.
Very positive, very friendly human being.
Not today. Not this day. And while I was yelling at this kid that I've never seen before in my life, I'm thinking, am I taking this too far? Because I was very serious with him.
you're getting the serious tone with me right now.
Yeah.
A little intimidated.
Yeah.
You are well within your rights to protect your child as a father. And
right?
I think that is what kicked in.
Yeah.
And they always talk about, psychologists always talk about fight or flight. I think the fight kicks in 99% of the time when your child is involved.
Absolutely.
There's no flight. So,
like, I want to throw hands with this kid.
How old was the kid?
He couldn't be more than four. I'd say three or four years old.
He's twice her age.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, at least he acted like it. Like, he was just like...
So I think when you're 4 years old, you should know... I'm trying to think. It's tough to put yourself in that spot as a father and as a kid. Like at 4 years old, was I bashing people with
bully.
Fake blocks?
And even now at 35, I have a tough time handling bullies, like this little kid bully. Like it's my worst nightmare, like this little punk. I just wanted to flick him.
I'm just wondering
if... You can't do that, though.
Now, you are well within your rights to protect your child.
Yeah.
You gave him a little lecture. That's fine. I'm just...
What's the limit?
I don't know. Striking the kid?
Yeah. Is grabbing him by his collar? That's probably too far.
So So I think back when our parents were kids, if they were misbehaving in the grocery store, a stranger could just grab them and slap them.
Oh, for sure. Like hit him with a box of Wheaties. Yeah.
Right. That is, you cannot do that anymore.
It's frowned upon now. Yeah, right. You can't do that.
But it was kind of this
80s, 90s. Oh, my God.
It takes a village thing. Like a community raises the child, right?
Right.
Now, that is not the case.
And you're raised in Western New York, so it explains a lot.
Your kid's allowed to be a little asshole.
Yeah.
And if you say, hey, stop being an asshole to my kid, the parent comes out and says, don't you fucking talk to my kid like that.
Right.
And that's when you strike the parent.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Because that's what, you know, I was really mad at the parent. I mean, the kid was the one that threw the chess piece, but the parent should be watching the kid. Where was the parents?
I think so, too. And I don't want to sound cliche like, where are the parents? But that is true. You look at these people, and we've all interacted with these people in life. And I view parenting like this very much so. You nip that shit in the bud when they're a kid.
Right.
Right. And you see, and I never bought the shit. Here's a quick story. We were at my friend Dan Utter's house growing up, who's since passed a couple years ago, unfortunately. We were maybe 13. This 10-year-old kid that lived in his little cul-de-sac that Dan lived in. That's how you know you're in a good part of town. You have
cul-de-sac.
A cul-de-sac.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a bad part of town, you live on a dead end.
Yeah. So much privilege coming out of your mouth right now.
This kid was throwing rocks at our heads.
Oh.
He had to be like 9 or 10. And we start screaming at him. Like, you stupid kid, don't throw rocks at our heads. We're playing like kickball or something like that in the cul-de-sac.
Ah, nice.
His dad comes out and goes, what the hell's going on here? Like very much a 90s, 80s dad. Mm. Right? Just fat, stupid belly sticking over the belt.
Yeah, he has
belt.
A newspaper he's yelling at you with.
Just
yeah.
that weird bald pattern baldness with the dumb thick shop class glasses. The dumb shitty mustache. He probably worked the entry level job at Kodak. What the hell is going on here? Like your son, I go, your son's throwing rocks at our heads.
Yeah.
He goes, how old are you? We're like 13. He goes, he's 9. It doesn't matter. I go, and I guarantee you this kid, that kid,
he's in prison.
A fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He's either in prison or he's an asshole. His mommy and daddy always came to his defense when he was doing something wrong. That kid was in the wrong. The lesson was he should have come out and said, I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Right.
You're going inside. You're grounded. We don't throw rocks at people's heads. That was not the lesson that kid.
Right. Yeah. But rocks don't hurt if they're being thrown by a 9-year-old. Like what? Like what logic is that?
A 9-year-old should know. Right. You're not supposed to throw rocks at people's heads.
Jesus.
So you doing that maybe set this kid, this 4-year-old that was throwing giant chess pieces and kicking stuff at your daughter, is clearly on the wrong path. I don't know if it's because
he's a monster.
That's how he was born.
Yeah.
Or if it's because his parents are dipshits or both.
Both.
Could be both.
Both. This kid's. Watch out for this kid.
But you need to set that framework up because you're doing your child a disservice. Otherwise, I feel like you're setting your kid up for to be a failure in life because they don't know how to act in society otherwise.
I agree. And I am so confused as how that shitty dad that you were referencing and that 9-year-old kid throwing rocks, these kids sound like fucking monsters. What were they doing living in a cul-de-sac?
They should have been at the dead end.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the dead end family.
What the fuck?
Get the fuck out of the cul-de-sac.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
I let the whole room know when I poop my pants.